Coach K had to come and get me. I just had a little wander. Anyway, we're all sorted. Right, now, where were we? Afternoon, Jimmy, jersey presentation. If it was rugby league, it would be Bob the Bear O'Reilly. Oh, camo. Camo, you're really playing my tune with that one. If it was soccer, a.k.a. football, it would have to be Sir Alex Ferguson, both legends. So, camo, I reckon here is the very first time, and perhaps the only time, that Bob the Bear O'Reilly and Sir Alex Ferguson mentioned in the same breath. So, well done to you on that one. Yeah, that's what we're looking for. Jersey presentations. Who would do it for you? For me, it's pretty boring. Like mum and dad, it's like all the sacrifices that were made, which, of course, when you were that age, you didn't recognise until now when you're making the same sacrifices for your own children and perhaps they don't recognise it. Anyway, separate to that. Dan says Tom Brady giving me his Patriots jersey. Okay, there's another one. Here's this was a text from yesterday and didn't get a chance to get to it, but one or two today. Jimmy, can I ask you, brother, how come the Lebanon v Malta game is not shown or even on radio, but the Cook Islands gets a TV game? Lebanon will have plenty of NRL players. That's from George. So that game's on tonight, isn't it? The Elias Fenwick Cup. We've got Malta taking on Lebanon. And I don't know. I don't know because, yeah, Lebanon is heading to the Rugby League World Cup. As we know, Michael Checker is the coach. He won't be there. But Matt King from the Sydney Roosters, a former Blues star and Australian rep, he'll be in control of the Lebanon side. I don't know. I don't know, George. I can't answer that question, but all of it is good content if you ask me. 1300 01 1170, the $100 cash up for grab for the best contribution. The text line 0457 736 736.
Time for What's Training with Coach K.
You weren't panicking at all, were you, Coach K?
Oh, a little bit.
Were you, right?
Yeah,
the fact that I wasn't in the studio when the play-on was going?
I don't think I've ever seen you run fast enough. Faster than that, Jimmy. I think we had about...
No one's seen me run faster than that.
No, I think we had about 7 seconds to spare. So.
Did we? All of 7 seconds. See, there we go.
Yeah, you're right. Fair enough.
You can run 70 metres in 7 seconds. Not you can, nor I, but some people can.
Far from it for me.
Yes, yes, but yeah. Anyway,
fair enough.
No need to panic. Nothing to fear but fear itself, Coach K. What do you got for us today, mate? What's trending?
Hey, let's start with this. I've got some interesting figures here. So Benji Marshall last night won Celebrity Apprentice. Bravo, Benj.
Oh, I miss it, but yeah, apparently he did very, very well. So congratulations. Now, hey, who gets the cash?
Well, so I know there's a lot of money there. It's a charity.
Right.
So Benji raised $487,000, so just over that. And he raised it for South Cares, which is just awesome. Good on Benji. Now, he did some pretty cool things. He was at Leichhardt Oval putting a bit of a spectacle slash event on.
Okay.
And he had a bunch of South Cares kids on the bus and one of those double-decker buses. And look pretty good. But obviously,
so
it's making it more dramatic.
As part of the event, there were some kids on a bus.
Double-decker bus. Going to the stadium, obviously, Leichhardt Oval.
That was it. That was part of the event.
Part of the event.
See, that's not, you know, as far as entertainment goes, they go, what are you doing? Well, I'm going to see this double-decker bus. It's got some kids on it, and they're going to Leichhardt Stadium. Wow, that sounds... How do you get involved in that?
Jimmy, I had to finish what I was going to say.
Sorry.
I'm elaborating. There's more.
Right.
The Wiggles performed.
On the bus?
No.
At Leichhardt Oval.
Which maybe not, it's probably not as exciting as doing it on the bus, but it's still pretty.
It would have been a big red bus as opposed to a big red car.
That's true. So they were there, the Wiggles, but they obviously make it all dramatic on free-to-air TV and shows like this, because Benji gave a lot of his merchandise and memorabilia for free.
Right.
Which is all this big deal. How is he going to raise this much money, blah, blah. And he's upcoming up against Darren McMullen,
right,
his name is.
Right.
And Darren, you know, working the room, trying to get a bit of money.
Well, Darren was at the, when we went to the Super Bowl party for the LA Rams.
That's right.
So I think he lives in LA, but he's a big Rams fan and obviously has a strong connection to Australia. Is he Irish? Got an Irish
he
background?
Is.
Yeah,
he
yeah,
is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's actually a very talented presenter, Darren McMullen.
Very much so.
Yeah.
Very engaging.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, he's good on. He was good on The Voice. Remember with Sonia Kruger.
That's right.
Yeah.
Gee, she's been around. She's been doing TV.
Oh, hang on. What?
No, we'll do TV for a while.
Wow.
See, this is the thing,
mate. That's ageist. Wow, she's been around.
She's been around the TV traps, Jimmy.
Right. Do you know where she started? Do you know where she got a start?
Where?
Have you ever heard of the movie Strictly Ballroom?
Of course.
You heard of Tina Sparkle?
No.
Sonia Kruger.
Okay. What?
She was a character in the movie.
In the movie, right.
Yeah, that was 1992, so that's 30 years ago. Wow, she's been around.
She's been around. Hey, I know Big Brother
Sonia
too.
Sonia Kruger.
Big Brother as well.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
That's where I saw.
Gretel Colleen was originally on.
That's right. Yeah. The glory days.
Yeah. Do you think that... Oh, okay.
No, not glory days of TV.
Oh, a mate of mine won Big Brother.
Who?
Logan Gregg.
What year was that?
2005. One of the twins. Remember the twins?
Yeah.
It was the first time in Big Brother history from around the globe. They actually put twins in. So they're identical. He and his brother, Dave, I think it is. So Greg is my mate. They would swap every 12 hours. And they'd have a three-minute swap over where they'd be able to say, right, so I'm building a relationship with this person I spoke to about this, this is, and then they had to go in and be the one person, Logan.
Very good.
Yeah.
Identical twins, obviously.
He ended up going on, and then they found out halfway through it, and Greg actually went on and won the $800,000.
Good on him.
He's turned it into an empire. He's part owner of pubs up in Newcastle with Russell Richardson and all that sort of stuff. Yeah, he's done very well for himself.
Obviously didn't give you a clip of it then.
Zero.
Yeah.
I wasn't asking.
What are mates for then?
Well, I wasn't. I'll tell you what I did. I did go up to the party to celebrate.
Oh, what a
before the announcement. Yeah, it was huge on the Gold Coast. Massive. Can't remember a minute of it.
Fair enough. Fair enough too. Austin Matthews is the NHL MVP from the Toronto Maple Leafs. So good on him. And we know a lot of listeners love the NHL, which is mainly just Shane from Rainville, but I thought I'd put it out there anyway.
Is that right? We're doing it for one person, Shane?
Yeah.
Well, Austin...
It wasn't him that actually sent in the message, but someone said, what about the NHL scores?
Yeah, I know, you did that. And you've religiously updated them. And for that, that's a good chance for me to get a micro sleep. So
there you go. Yeah. The clue for today as well, we've got the State of Origin prize up for grabs.
We've got a clue.
We've got a clue.
Great.
The clue is
a
Dragons player.
That's the clue.
That's the clue. That's all I'm going to say.
Of all time? Present day?
Don't know.
Don't know. That's
don't know.
Just
a Dragons player is the clue that I'm giving today.
Here's the other clue.
Yep.
Keep listening.
Yeah.
That's the other clue.
That is the other clue.
Yeah.
Hey, I've got some... audio CSC for Talakai. He's made the Blues team.
Yes.
Quite amazing. He spoke to Danny Wider last night. I've just clipped up a bit of it. Have a listen to what he has to say.
You've done it the hard way.
Yeah. Well, there's no shortcuts in anything.
I think you thought there were, though.
Yeah. I tried to take shortcuts and look where I ended up, you know.
Out of the game.
Yeah, out of the game. And, you know, there's no recipe to success then other than hard work.
Yeah. I mean, it's a remarkable story because, Jimmy, he's sort of prime for Origin. The build, fast runner, defence is questionable. Good to see him, though, really passionate and wanting to take his career quite seriously.
South Junior.
Yeah.
And I think, was he mascot Jets?
He was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Quite sad to see him go, actually, from the Bunnies, because I thought, you know, there was always potential there. Just didn't really... care too much about his footy at the time.
And exactly. It's no one else's fault but his.
Mm.
And so he's accepted that and taken responsibility for it. And now look what's happened. It's fantastic. I love those good stories.
Good on him.
Yep.
For sure. Also, just last, before I go, the Netherlands have become the latest nation to agree to equal pay. This is football, so soccer.
Yes.
So both the men's and women's teams will earn the same amount at international level. So we're yet to know how much that is exactly, but again, steps forward, good to see.
We had a lot of people asking, and I know it was in Matty White's program, about what do the players get paid? Does everyone in this New South Wales squad get paid the same? Like whether you, no, the short answer is no. I reached out to Dave Trodden, the New South Wales Rugby League CEO. Everyone who gets on the field gets $15,000. Other squad members who don't get on the field get $2,000.
Wow, that's a bit different.
Big difference.
Big,
well,
big difference.
Rightly so.
Yeah, fair enough.
Victor Radley.
Judge Boyfitch didn't play. I make coffee. Hey, $2,000 for that.
Don't you. The barista. Don't start with that. All right. Thank you, Coach K. That's the latest in What's Trending. It's all thanks to Independent Reserve too, by the way. If you're looking to buy Bitcoin, choose Australia's most trusted exchange, independentreserve.com. Jimmy, you actually sounded just a little bit creepy talking about your Strictly Ballroom recollection and Tina Sparkles. Thank you. Oh, that's big. coming from you, Paul. All right, break and back with more.